All right, so this next module is about the impact of depression on learning. And I think that, this is a really important part of the conversation around depression and thinking about how this plays out and how this impacts our lives. Learning is such an integral part of our lives. It's a part of our lives that we're constantly learning, right? We tell that to kids all through their childhoods when they're questioning why they have to learn this and that. And what's the common response of adults is that, well, you're always learning. You never stop learning, right? And it's so true. We always are learning. And it doesn't, as they say, right? It doesn't stop when you get out of school. And it's also a big part of, I think it circles back, ties into a lot of the things that we've talked about throughout the course on overcoming depression, especially self-esteem. If you're struggling in school and to learn new material, or as a young adult in learning a new trade or higher education, or even in the workplace, there's constantly a need to learn new information, new systems. It truly doesn't stop. And while you're as an adult, it may not impact your self-esteem in the same way as it does in school when you're being compared to other kids and caught up in that trap, because that's a real trap, that comparison. With other kids and trying to keep up with the class content and the pace of the teacher. When all of that stuff is delayed or challenged, right? And I'm gonna remind you again too that depression is a coping mechanism, right? It slows things down. When things are depressed, they're slower, right? Our processing is slower, everything is slower. And so what might be a very reasonable, easy task for someone who's not depressed. You throw in that layer of depression, and it's going to make it, however many times more challenging and more difficult. That's really just speaking to sort of like the brain functioning and how we process information and learn information, retain it, and all of the parts of our brain that we're using to learn that information. That doesn't really speak to, how depression will deplete you and leave you with a lack of energy or interest in learning new things. Your motivation is probably going to be impacted. And the idea of studying something new, in our modern, global world too, the idea maybe even of studying a new language, a foreign language, right? That's something I definitely encountered in my life. It's interesting how, my adult life, I actually handled those challenges much easier than I did when I was in school. There are some things that we figure out along the way, and we figure out how to work around them. But there's lots of opportunities to learn new information, right? I again, as examples, me launching this online class, building the website and the blog that I have, it has been endless. And this is not stuff that I'm well versed in, all the mechanics of online programming and so on. So, there's this constant need, and when you're faced with depression, it can feel nearly impossible. So I think I wanted to touch on this topic. It's also a topic that I happen to know something about in my work in the public school system and working in special education. Seeing the impact of an emotional disability and how that plays out on the learning for kids in school. That's the basis of my job as a special education administrator, trying to provide the supports and accommodations so that kids have the same opportunities to learn the information that kids who don't have a disability can achieve. So leveling that playing field, as we say. So that's what this module is all about. I didn't write out a formal content page here, but we'll get into it in the next slides.